Florida Democrats are doing some self-reflecting after Republicans flipped 3 seats in the state house during the 2020 election. They now have a 77-43 disadvantage. In the Senate, Republicans gained 1 seat. Many Democrats are questioning how the party should move forward after yet another disappointing election. I'm Blaze Ganey. Sean Shaw is a former Democratic state lawmaker who now runs the group People Over Profits.
It's not getting better here, unfortunately. It seems to be trending away from us. Donald Trump did better in Florida this time than he did last time, which is, if you're a Democrat, that should be awfully scary to you.
Shaw lost the state attorney race in 2018 to Republican Ashley Moody. President Trump won Florida by 3.4 percentage points this election cycle, compared to 1.2 in 2016 when he beat Hillary Clinton, and a long-held theory by Democrats that demographic trends favoring younger, browner people would eventually move voters in their favor. Shaw says that myth may have been busted this last election. He believes the gains in minority groups were overshadowed by the amount of retirees moving into the state.
They're coming from the Midwest and they're escaping taxes and it appears that a lot of them may be Republicans.
He says that reality should serve as a wake-up call to Democrats.
I think we're going to have to get our way out of this by learning how to talk to Floridians rather than just hoping demographics saves us.
Shaw believes without demographics in favor, Democrats will have to try and appeal to a wider audience, and Florida Democrats in particular may soon be forced to pick a side in their warring factions, progressives versus moderates.
Changes that one might propose as a really progressive Democrat, it's going to be hard to sell in a statewide election to the general electorate. It may be great in a Democratic primary, and it may excite a lot of us on the left, but you're going to be up against in a red state, essentially, or a state that leans red.
Newly elected Miami Gardens Democrat Senator Chevron Jones agrees Democrats failed on messaging. He also says the party didn't do a good enough job with connecting to voters.
Our main focus need to be us campaigning year-round, engaging people year-round, and not just when the election times are coming around.
Orlando area Democratic Representative Anna Escamani says Democrats need to stick to a more grassroots effort, something they stopped once the global pandemic began.
We also need to talk to folks belly to belly, so you can't just throw TV ads on and hope they see it. You actually have transformational conversations and stand for something. And
she says those who didn't see the TV ads were left hearing misinformation about the Democratic Party instead.
We didn't see any type of message from the Democratic Party that allowed us to get run over by propaganda and misinformation campaigns around things like socialism, like defund the police.
Escamani believes this led to many would-be Democratic Floridians voting for Republicans because they were uninformed of the Democrats' agenda.
So many Floridians voted against their best interests because you heard this agenda today. There's not one word about things like eviction, like rent, like the unemployment system. Those are the issues that are impacting everyday Floridians. And as Democrats, we got to do a better job in delivering that message and results to the people of Florida.
The next big election for Democrats in Florida will be the gubernatorial race in 2022. U.S. Senators Rick Scott and Marco Rubio will also be on the ballot. It's the next time Democrats will get to try again.